Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast. I want to talk about anticipatory anxiety. A lot of people have just asked how to deal with anxiety. A lot of people don't know how to process anxiety or even know what to do with it. I hear people that oftentimes our clients that'll say, I'm feeling all the symptoms of anxiety, whether it's heart palpitations or just like if there's an elephant on their chest, they're having a hard time breathing and they know that they're having an anxiety attack. And when you look at anxiety, it's been at an all-time rise. I mean, when you really look at it statistically, it's so rampant. We've never seen so much anxiety in people's lives like we do now. And oftentimes, we don't understand it. We don't know why it's there. We don't know what's causing it. But I do want to bring this podcast to just bring a better picture and more clarity as far as what it is, what kinds of anxieties there are, because there are different kinds of anxieties. And I would start out by saying that anxiety is really a place in our lives, and it takes place as a result of not being able to cope with stress. When you don't know how to cope with stress, when you don't know how to maybe delegate some things so that stress levels can go down, when we don't know how to manage stress, then it leads the next step. It leads us to anxiety. But I want to talk about anticipatory anxiety. Anticipatory anxiety is a type of anxiety, and it's really excessive worry, and it has to do with future events. It could be anything that is coming up. It could be something that you maybe are looking on to. It could also come from the loss of a loved one. When you think of potential threats that have happened in your life, maybe you've lost your job and now you have to look for a new one. Or maybe you've lost a relationship and you don't know what's going to happen. Or perhaps there's a challenge in your life and now you're going, what is going to occur in my life? And typically anticipatory anxiety occurs with many other types of anxiety disorders. It could come with certain phobias, certain fears, and we often tend to wonder and even stress out about future events, future situations, or what ifs. And extreme levels of anticipatory anxiety can really negatively impact a person's everyday life and everyday functioning. Let's say, for instance, you lost somebody and now you don't know what you're going to do. That can very well lead us to anticipatory anxiety. Or maybe you are really nervous about a future event and now the stress levels are high. You don't know what you're going to do. There's a challenge in your life. That is what anticipatory anxiety is. And you feel very anxious and very stressed out. It's affecting your everyday life. You don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of fear in your life. So it's important to recognize anticipatory anxiety, what type of anxiety it is. That's important. So when it comes to a future event, it's really this excessive worry about something that hasn't actually happened. That's anticipatory anxiety. And when you explore it and include its symptoms, it's really hard for people to try to cope with it. Anticipatory anxiety really involves a lot of feelings of high levels of anxiety in this future event or situation that hasn't quite occurred yet. Very high levels of emotions, some level of concerns about the future, right? We are going, I don't know what is going to happen. It could really be debilitating. It's excessive or debilitating level of worry. You're just worried and worried and worried about something in the future. How am I going to pay these bills? What am I going to do about this situation? It's like you don't really have an answer. You're looking at the future and it's just causing excessive worry. Maybe you got news recently, a report, and you're like, what is going to happen in my life? So it really has a tendency when you look at anticipatory anxiety to look at and focus on negative outcomes. So rather than looking at the future event from a positive perspective and look at the positive outcomes that could come as a result of, let's say, for instance, you lost your job. Now you're looking for a new one. You've got this interview that's coming up. You haven't had it. And now you're really nervous. You have high levels of anxiety. You have this high debilitating level of worry, excessive worry. You're thinking at all the negative possible outcomes without focusing on positive ones. Let's say you really bomb the interview you haven't had yet. Let's say, for instance, and rather than looking at it as, oh, well, I'm going to learn from that, what to do, what not to do, you look at all the negative outcomes. So anticipatory anxiety is really a focus on a negative outcome from a future perspective, from a future event, a future situation. People with anticipatory anxiety really feel anxious, and it usually lingers for hours, days, weeks. It can even go on for months before the actual event or before anything actually occurs. Now, when we experience anticipatory anxiety, typically it's before something, it hasn't happened yet. And we're looking at maybe what ifs, you know, what if this happens? Let's say potential future occurrences, not necessarily something that you have an event for, but it could also be potential future occurrences. Like, you're already anticipating like a future event, a future occurrence, like, oh, there's going to be a disaster here. Or, you know, you hear of a hurricane and you're going, it's going to hit my city. And you're already anticipating that event is going to happen, a natural disaster, or, oh, I'm going to be attacked. Or, you know, oh my gosh, this loved one's going to die. Or, oh, this relationship's just going to break up. You know, you're anticipating something. That is anticipatory anxiety. It's not necessarily a disorder, but it's a symptom of other anxiety disorders, like social anxiety, etc. So this anticipatory anxiety really causes people to feel very nervous, very fearful about the future. You spend time dwelling on the worst case scenarios regarding certain situations. When you experience this type of anxiety, typically this type of anxiety, it can differ from one person to the other, right? We all handle situations differently, but it can lead to a lot of intense feeling, symptoms, and it could last long, right? So you have this feeling of dread. It's almost like this feeling of dread. You almost feel like, I'm dreading it. I'm dreading going through this. I'm dreading the process, right? You feel tense. You feel jumpy, restless, irritable. You are anticipating the worst. You're thinking the worst about a situation. You're now being watchful and you're always looking for signs. And it's like, yeah, I feel this in my body. I feel that in my body. Or what if? And oh yeah, they say that this and this is what this is like. And now I'm feeling that in my body. I can actually, so you're looking for the signs of danger. Your heart races. It's pounding. You have shortness of breath, headaches, fatigue, insomnia, sweating, tremors, twitches, upset stomach, frequent urination, diarrhea. Those are all symptoms, believe it or not, of anticipatory anxiety. And it's almost like we don't know how to react or respond when it comes to stressful situations. And it can become a problem when we have excessive worry, when we have excessive fear. And now it's even impacting your well-being. It's impacting your functioning. There's so many other anxieties that can also come in your life that it's not necessarily just a future event like anticipatory anxiety, but there could be so many other anxieties attached to that one. You know, there's anxiety that's generalized, right? It's just, you're just a nervous person, or you may have a social anxiety or a phobia in particular, or panicked type of disorder. And it's just really, when you think about it, experts, they don't really fully understand the causes of anxiety, but it comes from a variety and a combination of different things. Maybe you grew up in a very anxious environment and it runs in your family. Mom was very anxious, dad was very anxious, or your caregiver was very anxious, or your nervous system was always on high. It was always on fight or flight. You know, maybe you, in your life experiences, there were just traumatic events, and this really kept you in high levels of stress, right? So now you're triggered a little bit easier than other people. Oftentimes you could see it in thyroid disorders. When people have heart disease or thyroid problems, it can actually contribute to anxiety. When you look at certain medications that maybe you're taking, that also can be a factor when it comes to anxiety, because some medications, believe it or not, it could be a side effect of some medication that you are taking. Maybe you're experiencing just extremely high levels of stress, and you might have to just take a step back and look at your life and go, what do I need to say no to? Sometimes drug abuse and alcoholism, or also alcohol intake, can be a factor involved in anxiety as well. So that's something to really look at, because when you look at anxiety, it's really fear-based thinking. You know, it's futuristic, emotional. You know, it's typically some kind of avoidance, right? We don't know how to look at it, confront it, whether it was a doctor's report, and then look at all the good things as well, and maybe reframe that. But it's sometimes it's in an avoidance. We're trying to avoid dealing with our feelings. We don't want to deal with them. We don't want to deal with the stress. And so we don't feel very confident. We feel like dealing with these emotions is a bit too much. So that heightens also anxiety when we try to avoid things. You know, oftentimes you have to look at the story that you're telling yourself behind that. And that could be a reason for the stress too, because you're telling yourself a story and a narrative that is really not concrete. You have nothing concrete. There's no reasoning behind, or nothing concrete in regards to that reasoning, right? It's just a story that you keep telling yourself over and over and over again. And it has this negative story to it. But if we're not careful, it could really lead to situational depression. And so we got to kind of look at it in terms of, what story am I telling myself? How am I dealing with stress? Because anxiety is really a reaction to stress, and it interferes, right, with our daily activities. It's always looking into the future, and it doesn't let you live in the now. Do you enjoy now, right? It manifests in so many ways, as I mentioned, stiffness of your neck, a chest that's tightening, headaches, trouble breathing, right? And oftentimes when you look at anxiety, I look at, so oftentimes when I talk to clients, I always think of, and I'll ask them, right? Because oftentimes I know it's fear-based, but I'll ask, like, what is it that we're not confronting? What is, and why do we not confront it in a way that would allow me to process this stress in a positive way? What are some things that I can tell myself that now I can reframe those things that I'm telling myself? Because it's futuristic. Think about that. Anxiety is typically futuristic. And when you look at your life, you know, it's looking into the future in a negative way. You're telling the story in a negative way. So one of the things that I want you to think about is, typically when that anxiety is rising, you'll see that it's fear-based. And fear doesn't do anything for us, but everything against us. Fear, and I love its acronym. Once somebody once quoted it, fear is nothing but false evidence that's appearing real. It feels real to me, when in reality, it's just false evidence. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's truth. So the way I would challenge the anxiety that's going on in your life is I would definitely look at what are you trying to avoid. I would also look at what is the story that you're telling yourself when it comes to your future. And what are you trying to avoid? The more we avoid dealing with our feelings, the more we avoid dealing with the stress, the less confident that we're going to feel about dealing with those feelings. And that heightens our anxiety when we avoid things. We were not our human creation. God did not design us to avoid. God designed us to confront in a healthy way. I might have to do some reflecting, some self-awareness to be able to go, what story am I telling myself that is causing this anxiety to go way high? Whether it's anticipatory, whether it's any other kind of anxiety. You were not designed to live with anxiety. You were designed to live with peace.